Thank you so much, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
Sure. In the studio with us right now, our friend Jerry Nunn. He is the proprietor of Nunn on the Run, one of our favorite segments. He lets us know what's coming to town, what you need to go out and see in Chicago. Jerry, before anything else,
yes.
You filled in during the holiday break. You came in and you did a show with Mark Carman.
Yes.
That was so good.
Well, thank you.
It was so much fun to listen to. You heard it too, Kim?
Yeah, I did, parts. Yeah.
Yay.
So much fun. I was here when they were prepping.
Oh, yeah. The dress rehearsal.
Right. Yeah, it was really, 3 hours is...
Yeah.
Nice long stint for us.
You guys are so different.
We are.
And I think that's what made the show fun to listen to.
Great. Yeah.
Do more.
Did you use the Odd Couple theme when you started?
We should. You're giving us ideas.
That's a good idea.
You should be a producer for us.
Do it, Wendy.
Come on, Wendy. You got some free time. Do at like, one in the morning on a Sunday night or something.
Right.
Jerry, how many things did you do on New Year's Eve? Because I swear to God, I follow you on social media. Has there been a night that you've just sat at home with your bunny slippers on and your robe?
Well, it's getting...
You're never home.
No, I'm not. I mean, I learned how to DJ on New Year's Eve.
I know. Something he wanted to do, something new, Bill. You talk about doing something new and different.
That's very new and different. Where did you DJ at?
I DJed at a country club in Wisconsin. $15 million country club.
Yeah.
And
this was
disco.
Your first gig.
Yes, it was my first gig. I got a mixer. I'd been practicing and working. I learned from YouTube videos because my DJ friends disappeared during the holidays. They're all busy doing their own gigs.
Yeah.
And... I drove an hour and a half out there with my speakers, and I mean, I did a whole setup.
Did they want to hear the kind of music that you wanted to play?
They were pretty good. They kept asking for Usher, though, and I was like, this is a disco party. Because we were dressed in disco outfits.
Oh, there was a theme.
Yeah, there was a theme.
So was it 70s disco music? Or
yes.
Yeah.
So I had 7 hours of music ready. I played for 7 hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was your first gig.
My first gig. I mean, it was a good paying gig, so I wanted to do well.
How did you book yourself?
My friend is a manager at the club, so he
They were having
me,
a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, and then I said, I'll try it. Because I've been wanting to do this.
So you had to supply all the music.
All the
music. That's all on you.
I brought the speakers. Yeah. And he's like, can you take some pictures? And then I had to learn how to learn to do the lights. Because they had a light guy. So there was all kinds of light. There was a smoke machine that set off the fire alarm.
Oh.
Then one guy twisted.
Set off the fire alarm.
Yeah. Then one guy twisted his ankle completely around drunk and dancing on the dance floor.
And so he was also trained as an EMT for the night.
Oh, you were?
Apparently.
That's excellent. Wow.
Right. They had to carry him out. Drunk people spilled drinks on the floor. And then they almost knocked over my laptop.
And what was the average age of this crew?
Well, it ranged, but it was mainly it's country club, so some older people.
Yeah.
But they danced. I mean, I packed the floor at some
point.
You did. So I felt good about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a learning curve.
So why were they... I'm curious about the requests for Usher. What was it that made the crowd say, we want more Usher?
It was just a few young people that wanted... They were tired of disco and other things. And then I tried to play stuff. And when I played Bruno Mars and they weren't responding well, I was like, okay,
back
we're
to
done.
The 70s.
Yeah, back to the disco. Bee Gees, here we come.
Yeah. Yeah, what was the most popular song you played? What got everybody really moving?
I think Bee Gees was like a big thing.
Was it?
Yeah, Staying Alive.
I can see that.
Everybody
lying. Staying Alive.
But like Funky Town did not do well, which I was
Lips
surprised.
Incorporated?
Right.
I love that song. I thought, take you to Funky Town.
Yeah, I had like a 10-minute version or something. Like I was ready to play that one. And
sure.
That's a great
for
song.
Some
that
reason.
Might even make me dance.
Yeah.
That's always good at weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
You never know with this crowd.
He goes from 0 to 100. He like, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to be a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes and drives an hour and a half away for 7 hours and does
amazing.
Lights and smoke machine.
I feel like a loser. I feel like over the holidays, I was really excited because I learned to conquer a cookie press.
Oh.
How lame am I?
Beat this.
I can't do a cookie press. So there you go.
Are you going to do more of this sort of thing? Or is
I
that
hope
a once,
so.
Try it once.
We'll do some more gigs, hopefully, coming
it
up.
It will take you away from your concert going, though.
Well, that's true. Well, I gotta juggle.
Longer on the run.
Yeah. on the table.
None is done.
Sister on the tables.
Do you use actual turntables and stuff?
Well, they have those little thing. Yeah.
Electronic ones, though.
I don't
know
how it works.
Yeah, there's a mixer, and you learn how to... There's a lot more to it. It's not just hitting a button.
Is scratching a thing of the past? Nobody does that.
Oh, you can do that.
You still do that?
Yeah. See you do that, Bill.
I might do that accidentally.
Okay.
I'll ruin your albums.
All right. Yeah.
So, but it's all digital now, right? There aren't really albums anymore.
Right. Well, some people still do. But
I mean, they make things now where you can just, isn't it, you move the turntable, but there's no actual record on it.
Right. Oh. Exactly. There's little spins.
It's like a wheel where you would mix the sounds digitally.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that would work.
I'm hip to that.
I guess you are. I'm not. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so.
Who's the DJ you most, is there somebody who's like your DJ hero that you hope to emulate?
Rick Dees.
Rick Dees is a good example.
Paris Hilton.
Does she do that?
Yeah, she does. She gets paid a lot of money to do appearances.
Paris Hilton DJs, though?
Yeah.
DJ Polly D. Samantha Ronson.
Yeah.
So I interviewed her before, outside the club.
But
one time.
It's her brother who's the DJ, right?
No, they're both.
No,
they're
she
both?
Was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Friends in the family.
He's a producer. I mean, he produces all the music, and then she DJs that. Like, the Underground is where I interviewed her at.
Oh.
But yeah, Mark's on fire. He's got that Miley song. Have you heard the new Miley song with him?
Yeah.
Great.
I am intrigued by her. She was on SNL and she did...
Samantha Ronson, you're intrigued by, right?
No.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. She did the...
she did Imagine, right? With Sean Lennon?
Yes.
But did they not have his microphone on? Because you couldn't hear him when he was singing. He was singing, but...
I think it was there to focus on her. He was just playing guitar with his beard.
I don't know. If you got John Lennon's kid there, you go, I should really make your voice.
But they didn't even really make a big deal about it.
Not till the end. You didn't know who he was until the end. Right.
Yeah.
But half of me, I know she got a lot of criticism about doing that song.
Yeah.
She intrigues me. I mean, it was kind of good and kind of not.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about her all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I like her more now that she has regular hair. She had porn star hair for a while. Mm. That didn't work.
And the twerking.
Yeah.
You're so traditional.
She just got married, too.
She did just get married to all the Hemsworth brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
To three Hemsworth brothers.
How do you marry into that family? That would be nice.
That would be.
I mean, she comes from that family. The
I
Cyrus
know.
Right.
From the trailer.
Wow.
In Tennessee.
Wouldn't the ceremony be interesting? Like, you wouldn't even have
Beverly
to ask.
Hillbillies.
You know, usually when you come into the church, you have to ask which side you're on. You can just look at people and go, you're with the Thor people? All right, come on. We'll take you over by then.
Totally.
All right. Well, Jerry Nunn is here, nunnontherun.com. Yes. When you're not DJing at your new career, what can we do in the month of January?
Okay, so January is a really interesting month because it's kind of slow at the beginning.
It's the lull.
Yeah, it's definitely slow at the beginning. There's not as many concerts. People have taken time off, but there's some really good stuff coming up. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Chicago Sketch Comedy Festival. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's January 10th through the 20th. This is the 18th annual version of it at Stage 773. 1,000 artists, 10,000 patrons. Patty Vasquez from here is going to be performing.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So we've got to end there if you guys want to go. Well,
other than Patty, are there other big names that we would recognize?
There's some names. The headliners are Parv and Pootie. Is that
that's Danny Pootie, who used to be on Community.
Community, right?
Right.
And then the Cupid Players. You know, there's a lot of improv kind of groups coming in, stuff like that. So tickets are only start at $15.
Oh, that's pretty good.
They go up, but you can get a festival pass, and information is at chicagosketchfest.com.
All right.
So.
What if I wanted to take my pants off and ride the subway?
Wendy, that's a great question. Jerry, what
I was
going
to surprise you with that one, but I told you
I've
ahead
heard
of time.
It, and I've heard about it everywhere.
Yeah, so that's January 13th, the No Pants Subway Ride.
Who's going to do that and why?
Have you been on the subway? There's always somebody celebrating No Pants Subway Rides.
Isn't that an annual event, though?
It is an annual event. I thought it was for charity, but it's not.
This is the one where people moon you, right? If you're waiting on a platform and the train goes by, they all pull their pants down and moon you.
Is that
the
same one? No pants on.
No one's wearing any pants?
No, well, they're saying there's
no... You have to have undies on, don't you?
You got to keep the privates private. Okay?
Stupid rules.
Don't wear a costume because they're going to have special people in costumes.
You can finally wear your chaps.
That'll be my day.
All right.
I couldn't figure out when to wear them. That's all right.
So this started, it's called Improv Everywhere from New York. It started in 2002.
Yeah.
And then has drifted over to Chicago.
Yeah.
And then you pretend, okay, this is the whole shtick I was reading about it. Pretend not to know anyone. Okay, so you're just going to be minding your own business, just hanging out with no pants on.
Yeah.
It's not no charities, no politics. You plan to be on the train at 12:30 on January 13th, and there's more info that's going to be coming. It's not
12:30 p.m.?
12:30 p.m.
Like midnight.
No.
No. 12:30 p.m.
I don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the charm of it,
yes.
I think. So you can go to the website improveeverywhere.com, and there's going to be more details released.
So you think No Pants Subway Day should be in during the warmer weather months, right?
Yeah.
And more people can take advantage. Yeah.
Yeah, but then it's not strange to see people pants on.
It's like, why would you polar plunge in June?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right. People got this all turned around.
Yeah. I mean, people are wearing shorts out there right now because it's sunny and the temperature's a little warm.
I saw two guys running today in shorts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. All right. When is that again?
That is January 13th.
What day of the week is that?
That's a great question.
I think it's usually on a Sunday. If I remember, like, covering it when I worked weekends, I feel like Sunday's it's a Sunday, better. But I could be wrong.
But then,
Sunday.
What if your church is also having no pants mass that day? Can you do both?
Pack your pants for church.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to, it sounds like a fun time.
Maybe. Yeah. All right.
Some more stuff coming up. January 8th through the 13th, there's a quick Oriental theater show called The Lightning Thief, Percy Jackson. Have you heard about this?
It's a kid's book.
It's a kid's book, and they're made a musical out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it premiered back in Broadway on 2014. The storyline is Son of Poseidon with powers he can't control, and he's fighting monsters.
We all know what that's like.
So, I don't know about it. I was planning on going, but I think it's very teen. So
it was very the book series was very popular.
Okay,
so somebody's going to go see this.
Yeah, it's it'll probably be packed houses at the Oriental.
Pants or no pants on this one, Jerry?
I'm going to wear my pants.
Yeah, you should put pants on for this because there's kids there, Wendy.
Or maybe like a wizard costume.
Frighten the kids. Yeah, that would work.
Skirts.
That's a good idea.
So there you go. The Travel and Adventure Show is coming back. I talked about this last year. January.
Rick Steves?
This is the one at Rosemont?
Yeah, I think this is Rick Steves, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think we're going to talk to him when he's in town for this.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like one of the biggest travel names in the world right now.
He was great. I remember you guys talking to him last year.
Yeah,
he's
fun.
Really good interview.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You'll get a book
he has a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm.
He really does.
Cool.
So it's a travel and adventure show. Have you been to this?
I have. And I think it's really fun. It's not huge. You know, it's in that convention center.
I'm not that adventurous. Can I still look for things? Like, can you just find, like, a cool place to go?
Wendy wants to go to Elk Grove Village. Is that a possibility?
Do they break it down by, like, levels of adventure and also, like, price point? Or how is it broken down?
It's, well, areas. So they do, you know, they can go all the way to Africa or you can go to Wisconsin.
Oh.
DJ. So,
and they just give you some ideas and pamphlets of where to go.
Yes.
I'm looking for a family fun adventure, maybe to the Caribbean or something.
Yeah. They have that. The cruises and everything will be there for you.
Sometimes they have natives from foreign lands come and do little shows. Like you go,
really?
I've always wanted to go to Fiji, and then they'll have like Fijian singers and dancers performing there.
The Irish dancers, everything, like all kinds of.
That's pretty cool.
It is really cool. They have a camel that you can ride there.
Oh. I'm there.
So that's kind of fun just for a photo op. I like to do that. There's a scuba diving thing where you can actually scuba dive in a pool.
With a camel?
Not with the
camel. No, but I'm wondering if it's a one-hump or a two-hump, because if it's a two-humped camel, which is a Bactrian camel.
Dromedary is a one-hump?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be easier to sit in between the humps? If you just sit on the one hump, wouldn't you slide off?
Yeah, you would, yes.
I've ridden a camel. I think I've only ridden a two-humper. I've ridden a camel twice.
They have a saddle for you.
Did
they do?
They don't slide off.
Yeah.
Was it,
it's sort of like if you ride an elephant or... Right, because... You know,
how many
you get
exotic
up on
animals have you ridden?
I've ridden a camel. I've ridden an elephant.
How did you? What happened that made you ride a camel?
I was in Israel and I rode a camel.
But I ordered an Uber. What is this?
But then I was at a country. But then I was at a country club and I rode a camel, like on a camel ride.
Really?
At the zoo too.
Oh,
I rode an elephant at the zoo.
I think
what
you've ridden.
Zoo?
Louisville Zoo. They used to have an elephant ride.
Wow.
It would take you just around in a circle in a pen.
I worked at Brookfield Zoo and never got the chance to ride an elephant.
But they put you in kind of a harness and you hold on and you know your legs are straddled over. Same elephant and the camel.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was fun. I mean,
it's pretty high up. It's way higher than a horse.
I was walking in a ring no bigger than this studio, probably.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's not good galloping or anything.
No.
It's pretty slow.
Yeah. That's all right.
Camels are slow. Actually, they can really haul ass.
But in Israel, we did take like a, like, you know, how you would horseback ride.
Yeah.
We took a camel ride through the desert.
How long did that last?
It was like 45 minutes or so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a trip.
And you have people like walking along with the camels, making sure they're leading you.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah. Sure, you don't want to go off a cliff.
But I tell you what's scary is because they're really tall. So when they sit down and then you you know, obviously get on when the camel's down, and then they stand the camel up, and you were like, oh my gosh, this is, I'm pretty
high. This is real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go upstairs to get on this camel, and then they help you get on.
Wendy used to smoke camels. I don't know if that, is that count?
Kim, you should actually speak at this Chicago Travel and Adventure show.
Yeah.
That's pretty fascinating.
Two camel rides, Kim. I think you lead all of WGN. I don't know anyone else who's ridden
in the camel ride category.
Yeah. Wow. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. So right. That's January 12th.
See, I don't need to go
13th.
To Africa.
Forget it. Yeah, January 12th and 13th, so 2 days.
Excellent.
And so what else we got?
Give us more, Jerry. Give us more.
And, you know, you are just coming off the holidays. So really, I just feel like, are you as active in January, or do you kind of recoup from all the holidays?
I'm trying to catch up. Like, I'm still, like, writing some of my Lollapalooza interviews because I had so many.
Yeah.
And I'm still, like, just catching up with writing and.
You get so busy over the holidays. It's like, I almost look forward to the January lull. And then it picks back up again in February for Valentine's Day.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, but that's my next segment. So
I know. Right. I also saw on TV that Kinky Boots is coming back to town for like a week.
Okay.
And I don't know when that is.
Kinky Boots.
I've never seen it.
It's great.
You gotta go.
The music is fantastic. I love the story premise. It's great.
It's coming to Chicago for a week, so I have to hop on that. I just don't know when it's coming.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know.
Okay.
It's coming up. As far as concerts, Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross are coming to Lincoln Hall.
Sold.
Yes, the 12th.
Yeah,
Lincoln Hall. Do you guys know about them, Ashley Simpson?
Now she used to be married to Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy.
Yeah,
and now Jessica's sister, right?
Yes, Jessica's sister, and she's married to Evan Ross. You know who Evan Ross is?
No,
Diana Ross's son.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I do know that. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Diana Ross is her mother-in-law.
Yeah,
isn't that wild?
It's the craziest thing.
And then the mom from Blackish, Tracy Ross.
That's the sister.
Is his sister.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yes.
That's Diana Ross's daughter also.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. It's amazing. And so their music's pretty good. I really like it. I got to talk to them on the phone, and I love them.
Yeah,
like,
they were nice.
That. You could ask them anything, and they were so great.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, because I asked him about taking his mom to the gay bar in California.
what did that get
and
a
he
response
said his mom
like?
Calls him up. Diana calls him up and goes, well, we're going out to the club, honey. And then she takes him to the club. He had to pull her out of there. She was having so much fun dancing and singing. Yeah, at the Abbey in L.A. Yeah.
But Diana Ross has a huge gay following, correct?
Yeah. Oh, she's an icon.
Yeah.
So, but it was so great to talk to them, and they were so down to earth and nice.
Oh, good.
They did a reality show, and they've made this album together. And,
and so they are good.
They're really good.
How did they meet?
I didn't ask them that. That's a great question.
Oh, my God. Kidding.
Call them back,
right, call
Jerry.
Them back.
Probably publicists. I don't know. I mean, who knows? But
wasn't she the one? Wasn't Ashley Simpson the one who lip-synced on Saturday Night Live and got in trouble? She was, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't bring
that up. You only remember the bad stuff.
I always remember the bad.
I did not bring that up because, you know. But she was really fun.
Yeah.
And
was she lip-syncing during your conversation with her on the phone, or did it match up?
Maybe that's why she was so great.
That's why she said it like Diana Ross.
That's why.
But, you know, I'm just impressed that they're in a small little venue like this and who they are, and so it'll
good
be to see them.
All right, go see that, Wendy.
Yeah, that'll be great.
All right,
bring a camel.
So I want to talk about a couple movies coming out.
Yes,
we've got Stan and Ollie on January.
I can't
11th.
Wait to see that.
This looks amazing. We were blown away. Who does what?
John C. Reilly.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I can't.
And it's Steve Coogan who's the other one.
He's Stan Laurel.
Yeah.
We saw the trailer we were watching in here. I honest to God, it looks just
they
like
nailed
them.
It.
Yeah.
Is
I heard they uncovered a lot of stuff.
No, it's in color.
It's in color. Yeah. But it's been a long time coming, right? I mean, there's not been a biopic about
it. No, there hasn't been. And I always wondered if somebody would ever attempt that because it's an interesting story.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they could have gotten better. I always thought Hugh Laurie from House could play Stan Laurel, but Steve Coogan looks just like him. He's absolutely perfect.
He's good. I got to interview him one time when he was
did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good guy.
When you said John C. Reilly, though, I wasn't thinking he'd at all look like Oliver.
Like Oliver Hardy? Mm-hmm.
And boy, oh boy, he nails it.
You know who used to do the best Stan Laurel impression?
Who?
Dick Van Dyke used to do this incredible Stan Laurel impression. And they got to be friends because of it. He used to do it on the Dick Van Dyke Show. He did it a couple times on there. And Stan Laurel reached out to him and said, hey, boy, was that good. So they became friends.
And this was pre-Twitter and everything,
Way before.
So like they sent a letter saying, I like what you're doing. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is cool. And there's another movie I'm kind of interested in. M. Night Shyamalan's new one called Glass.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
I love his stuff.
Sequel. This is a sequel to the Split movie. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to spoil too much.
It's a sequel to two different movies.
Right, Unbreakable 2.
Yeah.
So they're connected and everything.
There was an Unbreakable 2?
Unbreakable. No, also.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I missed
this. This is kind of Unbreakable 2.
It could be, yeah.
Number 2.
Yeah. So James McAvoy, Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson are all
looks good.
So I'm excited about that. But the movies have slowed down a lot, you know, with Oscar season. So those are a couple that I thought were really of note.
And you can also stay in and watch things on Netflix. Bird Box. I don't know if you've seen that
yet. Oh, of course.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't. But two people have asked me in the past 24 hours if I've seen it. So I hope to watch it this weekend. I don't know. It's not really my genre of movie, but
it's really
good. I might give it a try.
Yeah.
And there's also the Black Mirror Bandersnatch, where you can watch that on Netflix, and it's interactive TV, where you can make different choices as to what the characters do. That's all I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And that was pretty intriguing.
I heard that's good. I've been watching that Creek show. I didn't know if we could say it
up
on the radio.
Something
Creek.
Eugene Levy and Daniel Levy show.
It's a place, but...
So good.
Yeah, I didn't know if I could say it
on the radio.
So funny.
I have not seen that.
You will love it.
It's in a second season, right? Or third?
No, it's on the fifth season.
Yeah, it's starting the fifth one in 2 weeks. It starts in January.
Yeah.
I'm going to binge watch it and catch up.
I have been... I mean,
it's hysterical.
Really?
And know this. Like, in the first episode or two, you'll walk away going, it's okay. But by the time you get into 3, 4, or 5 episodes, you just want to keep watching and watching and watching.
Because I watched it first couple and I kind of ditched
That's how everyone I know, including me, the first two episodes I go, I really expected more from these guys, but then after a while you just...
it was just too dumb.
It's so good. And they're only like 20 minutes, so you fly through them.
Yeah.
All right, I'll binge it.
The cast is great.
You can go to Nun on the Run to find Jerry Nun. When will you be on this radio station again? Any idea?
We're making some plans. Plans are in the works.
When will you be DJing again? making some plans.
We'll see. You know, plenty hopefully in the new year, and who knows what else. There's going to be a lot. It's going to be a great year, I think.
It is. You're right. Jerry, good to see you. Thanks for coming out. Happy
almost birthday.
Thank you.
It's Jerry Nunn from Nun on the Run. Kim, thank you for hanging out. Greatly appreciated. We'll take a quick break and then close things off. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.